Well, Christmas shopping is part and parcel of the run-up to the big day, but has the fallout from the pandemic changed the way we shop? Traditional retail was hit hard during the pandemic, but there is some evidence now pointing towards a recovery. For instance, Dublin City Council says spending in shops in the city went up by almost 15% in the third quarter of this year. And our reporter Una Kelly joins us from Dublin City Centre this morning.
Yeah, Sonia, I'm just outside the Eilic Centre here on Henry Street. The shutters have just come up in most shops not so long ago, and the first shoppers are starting to trickle in. Now, as you'd expect, all the Christmas lights are up the whole way down the street. It's looking very, very festive, much like any other year. But there are a few factors this year that are slightly different that might influence how people are shopping across the country. And that is increasing COVID cases, supply chain issues, and also the rising cost of living. Now, our Western correspondent Pat McGrath has been asking people in Galway if their shopping habits have changed this year, and he started by asking them whether they're still going into shops or prefer online.
I suppose a lot more online, definitely a lot more online than I'm coming in, yeah.
To be honest, I'm still doing things almost the same as I was last year. Not much has changed in my mind from last year.
And has it kind of altered the way you prepare for buying presents and stuff? Do you think it'll be different this year when you're doing your Christmas shopping?
Certainly indeed. A lot more online, where you don't have any contact with people as such. Just a delivery man, drop it out the door. And it seems to be the way to go, really. Unfortunately for the shops in the main street, and that, it's not great for them either. But just unfortunately the times that we're living in.
Yeah, I just try and shop in quieter times, avoid the crowds.
I think at the weekends, people are getting carried away. Like they're shopping, and there's crowds and there's excitement and build up, and it does feel Christmassy at the weekends, not so much during the week. I think people are kind of doing their Christmas shopping now in case there is a lockdown and it's harder to get things, and they'll do the big shops for the treats and stuff now as well, just so they don't have to panic in a few weeks if it is closed.
I won't be shopping online. I do my shopping as I normally do, but I'll do it a bit earlier this year, so I won't be getting caught up, you know.
That was Pat McGrath there talking to some shoppers in Galway who seem to have already changed some of their habits. And I am joined here this morning by Damien O'Reilly. He's a lecturer in retail management at TU Dublin. Damien, Dublin City Council saying there that there was a 15% increase in the third quarter of this year in spending in retail in Dublin. What's driving that, and is that reflected across the country?
Yeah, well, that's because we have an extended holiday period this time, and shopping for Christmas has started months in advance. That's really come down to supply chain issues, and we've been hearing a lot about supply chain issues in the news over the last 4, 5, 6 months, ever since the Ever Given was stuck in the Suez Canal. And that's given a backlog to supply chain. So what's happened is China were closed down for 3 months at the beginning of last year, and that's had a knock-on effect. And what happened is that we were not going out, we weren't shopping because places were closed, hospitality was closed, so we had money to spend, so demand increased. So that left very little slack in the system, and that's created this extended holiday period here now. And what we have is that people are shopping early for Christmas because there may be, you know, there's been talk that the likes of Smiths and so on and Primark have said that they're not going to have enough stock for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. And Damien, is there any evidence that people are maybe put off coming out to shops because of increasing COVID cases?
There is some evidence to say that, but you know, people will shop, and they'll go to shops, and they're actually shopping more than they were in stores than they were last year. Last year was exceptional because, you know, we were very concerned with the COVID cases last year, and a lot of places were closed down. This year, places are open, people are more cautious. You know, there are no incidents, really, or very few incidents of people catching COVID within a shopping environment, and retailers have been excellent at monitoring the number of people coming in and out of stores, the ventilation, looking after COVID. So I think the retailers have done a great job, along with the retail service providers.
Mm-hmm. Some people that we heard in Galway there are saying that they already favour shopping online rather than coming out to actual shops. Yeah. Say in 10 years' time, for example, will the city centre look like this, where people come in here for retail?
What I think will happen is that the big conurbation areas will survive. well into the future. The likes of where we are, the ILAC Centre or Dundrum or Liffey Valley, you know, the north quarter from Arnott's down around to the Carlton site, all of that will do very well because it'll attract people in. It should have better transport transportation. But, you know, in 10 years' time, it's definitely going to be a hybrid situation. It's definitely going to be driven by technology. You're going to have an omni-channel option. You're going have to click and collect different payment options. So technology is going to drive what we do.
The cost of living as well is also rising. What do we know about? Are people spending more, less, around the same?
Well, the Consumer Confidence Index that came out, that's from Austin Hughes in the KBC Bank, and they said people are going to be careful rather than cancelling Christmas. And spend on presents, for example, is down 40% is what they're suggesting. You know, that's driven by what people think about what's happening within the economy, higher inflation, living costs, fuel costs, for example, utility prices. They've all been in the news recently. So they're driving kind of, you know, a more careful Christmas, as he said, not cancelling Christmas. I think one of the things we will see is that in the food, the grocery sector, that we'll have some premiumization, is that people will be buying better quality stuff because they'll be eating in rather than eating out more coming up to the Christmas period because of the restrictions that are being in place at the moment. Or people, certainly, you know, regarding parties and so on, being cancelled, which means that more people will be eating at home. And I can see an increase in premiumization for that.
Damien O'Reilly, thank you very much. Well, as we heard there, some people's shopping habits have already changed, and with weeks to go until Christmas, people will still be having plenty of time to shop. We know retailers have been preparing for several months for this, so, and as Damien O'Reilly was saying, they will be hoping for a strong Christmas for them. Anya.
Supply chain certainly going strong behind you there. Thank you, Una. Una Kelly there, reporting from Dublin City Centre.